Definitely. Power players, huge special teams, that's to be a difference out there, PK or PP. You know, the 5-on-3 goal, you're going to score a 5-on-3 or you're going to stop them. So, but again, I thought all around, after the first, we played way better.
Did you guys treat this almost like a playoff game? What would it have felt like?
Every game is a playoff game for now. You know, we don't have that. Probably the first year since I'm here that, you know, you're not top standings or that stuff. So every game matters. We need points. And, you know, I think it's 8 out of 9 now that we get points in games. So it's huge. And, you know, we got a big one Wednesday again.
So like to see Cooch over there and then watch him fire in those ones?
Yeah, no, after the first one, he missed the first one. So we weren't sure. But after I told Eddie to give him the puck because maybe he's got a shooter stick today. And, you know, he saw that third one. Nobody really places like that. Top shooters doing this league. And he's definitely one of them.
What's kind of mood like in watching, you know, Bish get moved yesterday, Boyle get moved today, you know, in terms of what you have ahead of you the rest of the season?
It's hard when you lose veteran guys like Boyle. It's a huge help for me since I came. Bish has been a veteran and goalie for this team for a while now. So to lose those two guys definitely sucks. You hate losing guys in this room, but it's part of the business, as you could say. And, you know, we got to move on and get points.
As a team, you got to feel good playing for Vasilevskiy. I mean, obviously, he struggled a little bit, and that was partially due to the lack of goal scoring.
Yeah, no, so. You look at his games when he played in the past couple of weeks, we score one or two, and we don't really give him that, you know, 4 or 5 goals. That's pretty easy. He gives 2 or 3, so it's easy for him to keep those games tight. But, you know, tonight we score, and he was huge in the first, part of the reason we won.
Jonathan, did it strike you the similarity between Kucherov's goals?
Yeah, he practices it every day, so he loves his shot. That's his favorite shot as a one-timer there. So
one-timer from the circle?
Yeah, always on that side, always practicing it. So I've seen that third one a lot in practice to put that spot in the game. You know, it's hard to do.
Did you notice Vasilevskiy's confidence wavering of late? Because he put up good performances, we just wasn't getting the results.
Yeah, like I just said, we weren't scoring for him. He was playing well, he's stopping pucks, giving us chance to win. But you know, when we score one or two, it's hard for him to win games.
Did it seem to affect him at all that he wasn't getting the wins?
Yeah, it's definitely everybody's human. You know, you want to win for him, it's wins. And, you know, when you don't get him, you go home and feel sometimes it's your fault, but it's not kind of ours. You know, to get him that win tonight is huge, and I'm sure he's going to get a lot of confidence in that.
I know a lot of you said about how many guys you guys have lost the last couple of days with Boyle and Bishop, but how much does a game like this show how much you guys have left?
Fight, you know. Well, we got no choice. Yeah. You know, if you lose guys, like I said, it's a business, and we have to move on without them in a way to say. But again, it's just how it is in hockey, and it's always going to be like that.
Was there a statement in this that this team still can contend for a playoff?
Yeah, no, I think we can. You look at the Eastern Conference, everything's tight. You win a couple of games, you never know. You know, you hope for the teams to lose, and but again, it's on to us. We got to win in games and get our points, and we'll see from there.
Do the leaders have to step up a little bit? Do the leaders have to, you know, Boyle and Bishop are pretty
Yeah, no, they're a pretty vocal guy in the room. Like I said, when you lose two veterans, guys like that, it definitely hurts in the room, but other guys are going to have to step up, and we have a lot of veterans in this room, so. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Joe.